Hey everyone, dumela kunjani, habari yako, how far, bonjour, hola, sanu, salam, marhaban, akwababawoni. Welcome back to the Work Smarter, Not Harder podcast, the podcast for your success. I'm your girl Chris, and before I go any further, happy International Women's Day, happy International Women's Week. This has been an incredible 2021 celebration of this festival. I don't know what you think. I don't know what you were doing. But I will get into that right now with you guys. I hope that you had a great week. Mine was very interesting because I had no idea where I was going to go with this week, and the podcast was a bit more challenging to record than other days. And I think today it finally clicked to me why. The reason why it had taken a bit of, you know, strength to record this version of the podcast. And we're going to get into why, because it is really burning in me to get this word out today. So this has been International Women's Week. On Monday was the 8th of March, and that was the first day of that observance and celebration and reminder. And I had the fortune of being able to attend two events on the same day. I mean, hello, we've been talking about how the world has changed so much. And that for me was just a very clear reminder of where we are today. I was able to attend two global events on the same day in different time zones and to absorb that content that I'm sure that I would not be able to do in a pre-COVID world. I mean, I remember my last event actually in the pre-COVID world was about this time last year, just before we went into lockdown. And that was a festival of celebration of women as well. And that was a thing that was She Leads Africa, Slay Festival, that's it. And it was incredible to be in a space where there was so much of melanin popping, you know, in different shades and sizes. I don't think I'd ever seen so many women of color together, you know, with the same kind of thought process, same mindset, people who are out there looking for success. And it just reminded me of the importance of the time where we are now. So many women, so many young women, so many women of different ages are hungry to be doing things. They are hungry to learn. They are hungry to create services and products that are going to change the world around us. And I keep saying that African entrepreneurship is so unique that nobody really gets it except for those who are going through it. And my friend, this place, as I always say, is a space for you and I to figure it out together as we go along. Back to the events of this last week is that I was able to attend two events, and one was the Forbes, I think it was the annual Forbes Leading Women Summit of 2021. And I was also able to attend the UN's observance of the world independence. Oh my goodness, listen to me bubbling. And I was able to attend the UN version, their observance of International Women's Day. And they were both eye-opening events. From the UN side, there was the reminder of what we are fighting for. You know, that there's people who are going ahead of us as women, who are doing things and changes towards policies, towards what it looks like from a top level view. You know, why don't we have many more women in cabinet as presidents in making policies? Because at the end of the day, people who are making these policies about us are not even us. You know, these decisions that are being made on behalf of women, but not even by women or people who understand what it is to be a woman. And, you know, the overarching theme on their side was about women in leadership in a post-COVID world. And I loved it because, for me, it just brings me back to what the topic is of today. Can women lead us into a more amazing future in the post-COVID world? And I just want to go through that and answer that during this podcast. On the Forbes Women's Leading Women Summit, that was also eye-opening because through that experience, that two-day experience, they were able to give us insight through various global eyes. You know, we were able to hear from people in finance, in healthcare, leaders of companies and businesses, supermodels, actors, activists, and you got this view of people are really doing their best. These women out there who are working hard and pushing and, you know, taking us forward to allow us to live the way that we're living today. And thank you to the women who've gone before us, actually, and have broken those glass ceilings and have allowed me to have the, you know, chance to have a bank account or to be able to be on this podcast and to share my voice, because that is also not the reality for very many women out there. So that this International Women's Day really brought home again and reminded me of the fact that not all things are still equal. And for women, we are still very far behind. We are trying to get forward, and there's people who are championing for us out there, but we are still behind. There's still a long way to go. And it also just means that for you who are out there, who are working on products and services and putting heart and soul behind, you know, your businesses, because you understand that what you're building and what you're working on is not just for you, but it is for the future generation. It's for your children. You want to better your communities. What you're doing is not just about you. It's going to help your grandmother and your mom. It's going to allow for your children or your nephews and nieces to go to school. You know, there's so many people out there who have got so many stories, big and wide and however way, that all just kind of come down to the same thing. We want to have the opportunity to be able to live our lives to the fullest and to just do what our hearts are so passionate about without being restricted, without being told no, without being made to feel like we cannot do it, you know? So I just want to encourage you to continue doing what it is that you're doing. Today, I want to get a bit more in depth on how we can become better leaders and how we can lead people forward into the post-COVID world. You know, when I've spoken in previous podcasts, I've said that my passion actually was really brought to light for me this week with this Women's Day celebration, because it was a reminder of why I started, of why I actually started doing what I'm doing now. And I had a successful career in a different industry. I was doing well. I was in a high position, you know, and that was good. It was okay. But then I came to a place in my life where I realized that I was here for a bigger purpose than just living comfortably in a somewhat corporate kind of lifestyle. And mine was to go and to advocate for women and to find ways to bring them access, the things that I knew they were lacking. I knew that I was an exception because I had opportunities that were not really available to everybody else. I was able to find good mentors. I was able to get into spaces that I maybe wouldn't have been able to without, you know, someone of a different color or something like that opening that door for me. And I think during my time in that space, I was able to really see what the difference was and how it was such a struggle for other people who looked like me, who were trying to get into different industries. And it forced me to come to this crossroad of, I need to do something better with what I know and how I understand the world today. And when my passion project started, which was Lily Rose, and the whole concept of that was to allow women access to networks, access to finance, access to support systems, access to skills, to knowledge, to know-how. You know, when you put people together, they're able to produce amazing many things. And people kind of laughed at me about that because that was a hard thing to actually realize this week, because when you have a passion and a dream for what you think the world could be, not everybody's really going to be on your page. And people are not really on my page. People were. There's those who are like, okay, cool. I can see what you want to do, and that sounds amazing. And there's those who, you know, they were like, yeah, that's cool. But then for them, the reality of creating a space where women could have this was like, you know, this is just kind of like a funny dream. Go find a real-time job time thing, you know? And I think that over time, that actually did kind of break my spirit and did make me also question what I was doing. It's like, really, is it really that important? Or you know, if I can't even break the barrier for myself, how can I break the barrier for somebody else, you know? So this Women's Day was big for me because it reminded me again and again of the importance of continuing to fight for what I believed in and what I believe in, and not letting your voice be silenced. I mean, this week was incredible. In South Africa, and I think in the UK, we were the first to be able to watch the Meghan Markle interview with Oprah, which was also so eye-opening. Same day, International Women's Day again, and this is a woman who was finding her voice and was being given a space where she was able to take her space back and say, you know what, this is what I've been through, this is where I was. And I think we all will agree that it is challenging. It is challenging for women out there. It's challenging for a woman of color. This is a person who is supposed to be in the highest, most established, you know, spaces in the world, and she's struggling to fit into those spaces. My goodness, what about the other people? You know, the shadow pandemic that's happening around us. Women have been grossly affected by what is happening, from unpaid labor to losing jobs, industries that took last, you know, that took the hardest hits. A lot of women were in those jobs. A lot of women lost their jobs. A lot of women took pay cuts. A lot of women took on more work. They were now having to also homeschool. They were having to do more work at home as well as work at the same time, but not getting anything for that. So it has been challenging. On top of that, there's women who have really experienced terror in this last year. And these things have been there. They've been happening. But now we are talking about it. Now we are voicing it. And I think it's just putting behind women that there is more to do. And as there is more to do, there is places for you to be. Come and take your space. Come and do what you can do to make a difference in the life of that person who's around you. And yeah, just kind of, you know, live out your best life. And I mean, why not? You know, like, why not? Why not? Why can't we not? So with how I believe women as leaders can lead us into an amazing post-COVID world is a few things. We can look at things from a perspective of being a person, so like my mental and physical wellness, because that is just as important as anything else when it comes to wanting to be a good leader. You are required to be present. You are required to be functional. So it's important to really take the time to invest in your mental space and just as much into your business as well. That also needs you to be physically present, fully present, but it also needs you to have strategy and thought and an approach and how to do that. So we're going to look today at both of these things and find a few ways that I believe that we as women leaders in a post-COVID world can continue to raise those banners, can continue to break those barriers, and you know what, continue to just smash through these glasses and open the door for the ones who are coming behind us. If it won't change for our generation, let it change for the ones who are coming behind us. So what are some things that we can do for our own physical and mental awareness? One thing that has come through is mental health. We have been disallowed to, I think, really fully engage in this topic for very many years. I think many women sit with their problems. They go through things, they go through terrors and all kinds of things, but we don't talk about it. Mental health has become so key, and this has been brought to light so very much with the pandemic. And it is a conversation that continues and will continue to hopefully soar as we move forward. Women, find the spaces that are good for your mind. Find company that is good for your mind. Take the time to explore ways that you can keep your peace, you can keep your joy. Sometimes we are in situations that are not really good for us, and we know it. And I want to say, find a way to get out of those situations, get away from those kinds of people. Our mental health is so important to who we are, to how we function, to how we lead. It is so important to the way that we present ourselves in the world, and also how we present our message. So it's important to really surround yourself with people, with spaces that are good for your mental wellness. You know what? If you need to go and see a therapist, go and see a therapist. If you need to go and see a life coach, if you need to go and talk to someone about your problems, do not be ashamed. Do not be embarrassed to go and do that. Find people who you can trust and let them help you to hold your burdens. Do not keep everything to yourself. This is already such a tough environment that we're in. And you're not the only one going through what you're going through as well. So feel free to go out and find spaces and places where you can let your mind rest and let your mind be free. What can we do for, and also the other thing that I think that we can do for ourselves in terms of our mental health and mental awareness is also to realize that we cannot compare ourselves to other people. Everybody has got their gift, but trust me when I say that each gift has come, it comes with its own burdens. Don't, and women do this so frequently where we're continuously looking at other people, you know, if I could do it only as well as they did, or if only I could be how they are, then maybe I'd be able to get that kind of success. But we are individual people. Everybody's path to success, everybody's success is different. It is measured differently. We have different gifts. We have different burdens that come with those gifts. I mean, this week was a clear example. Look again back at Megan in this position of being called into the highest office, but she was going through all of these burdens in the background. So from us, from our perspective on the outside, we could look at it and be like, wow, this is a person who is living in a big, cool house and goes to many fantastic trips or whatever your view could be of that. And the reality, though, is not that, you know? So every gift has its burden. So don't be so quick to look at somebody else and be like, oh my gosh, I wish I had their life, or I wish I could do things like they did, or I wish I could, I wish I could, I wish I could. That I wish I could should just come back to who you are. You are perfect. You are enough. You've got everything that you need in you. Don't be afraid to embrace your vision. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Go out there and conquer the world and do what you need to do. Take up your space and be amazing in it, because you are already amazing. Now, the other things that I think we can do in terms of how we can move ourselves forward is to create our own opportunities. Now, the one thing that I've learned is there is tables that nobody's going to pull up a chair for you and me to go and sit down on. Like, that is just the reality. That is just the reality. I'm speaking for myself as a woman, as an African woman, as a foreign woman in another country, as a mom, as, oh gosh, just those things by themselves. There are doors and tables that nobody's going to be opening for me. Nobody's going to be pulling up the seat for me to go and sit on. So you know what? Create your own opportunities. If you're looking out there and you can't see where these things are, go and create your own opportunities. Don't be afraid to take up the space. Don't be afraid to craft out your own table and pull up your own seat and sit in it. You know what? You've got an amazing vision, and I'm sure that you have something that will really be amazing to the world out there. Don't be afraid to go and make up your own table and pull up your own seat. Create your own opportunities. And then I think that one thing that we need for women out there, if you've got products and services, is to please, we need women who are going to be running, starting, funding houses, funding, you know, we need funding. Women need financial acceptance, allowance. And I think that there's women out there who can help more of us to do that. So if your ideas are in finance, fintech, please go out there and help us. We need you to go out there. We need you to be brave. We need you to go and light those places on fire. We need you. So if you actually have a business or product services that is got to do with finance or allowing finance to women, I beg you to go and get your idea out there so that we can come and be part of that project. Now, what can women do for their businesses as well that would allow them to move forward? One is very, very important, and we spoke about this in the last podcast. You need to be agile and flexible. Be agile and be flexible. times are changing. Times have changed. Like I just said at the beginning of the podcast, I was able to attend two global events in one day in different time zones and get the content out of it. This access would have been impossible to imagine 1 year ago. 1 year ago. Not 10 years ago. Not 20 years ago. 1 year ago. But yet here we are. So times are changing. And as they are, it is your responsibility to continue to remain agile and flexible and be able to continuously change with these ever-evolving times. Next thing for your business, be tech-enabled. Tech is everything, my friend. We spoke about this in the last few podcasts, about just how many cell phones, smartphones there are in Africa alone, right? Billion. That is access to internet, and that is access to websites, that is access to data. You have to be tech-enabled. People are going to be looking you up online. They have to find you somewhere. That's not just the only way of being tech-enabled. There's other ways to do that. But whatever your business needs in terms of being tech-enabled, move in that direction. It is only for your good. The other thing is to be customer-centric. Everything that we do now is for our customers. If you're creating a service or product, it's not based on what you think is going to work. It's based on what your customer is going to want to purchase. So it's good to be customer-centric. And that's not just about, you know, kind of like pleasing my customer beyond myself and thing. It's about creating a kind of ecosystem that really speaks about your brand to your customer and allows them to come back to you and again and to refer you and to come again and again. So become more customer-centric. Think about your customer. What would they want? How would they prefer for it to be delivered to them? What kind of size would be the best for them? Who should be the one to deliver this? You know, there's different kinds of things that you have to think about in any kind of business. I'm not trying to get my mind into one specific one. But customer centricity is key and important as we move forward. The next thing is to invest in your own people. This is something that I believe leaders do not do enough of. And it is to their own unfortune. Is that even a word, unfortune? No. Whatever the word is there, it is to their own demise that they don't invest in their own people. As a leader, invest in your own people. Sometimes it's for their own goodness and for their own upskilling, because maybe they could take that skill and go and use it again in their, you know, in a different kind of future or reality. But it's also for your own good to expose your people to what is in the world. Let them become educated. Let them learn something. Let them get some skills or some knowledge. It is only at the end of the day good for your business when you have people who are able to think outside of the box because you're exposing them to different skills and talents. One of the things that I would complain about one of my past jobs was not being able to have, you know, more skills within that particular industry, like more opportunities to learn and grow and develop my skills that were specific to the job that I was doing, which I think would have been great for the person who was actually employing us at the end of the day. So invest in your own people. And also the one thing that I want to say is protect your own people. Sometimes we do kind of get too customer-centric and we want to put our customers even ahead of our own people. And I just want to say that is not good. It really isn't good. Don't be that kind of leader. Don't throw your people under the bus for the sake of a customer. Don't throw people under the bus for the sake of a job. Don't be that guy. Just don't be that guy. That's down on that. The other thing is to get over imposter syndrome. Yes, sis. You're probably one of the first people who are doing it. Yes, sis. It is challenging. Yes, sis. They're going to look at you like you are not belonging of this place or this space. Yes, that is the reality of it. Get over it. They will look at you like that. I think the more that you understand that that is kind of just part and parcel of what you're trying to do in terms of trying to trailblaze, in terms of being a leader and getting yourself out there in unfamiliar spaces and terrain, that is expected. You're going to receive some resistance. They are not used to seeing women saying what they want and how they want it and giving ideas of what they think is good ideas and good ways to become better or to do politics better or to, you know, raise families better. Our opinion has been severely undermined for so long. So it's okay. It's okay. It is what it is. Just get over the imposter syndrome. Your idea is valid. go out there and share it with the world. And then the next thing is to be financially stable. Many people, and I want to say this from different perspective as gently as I can, because one of us, two of us, many of us, most of us, if not all of us, know of somebody or have experienced this or are going through this. And this is abuse, domestic violence, which is a shadow pandemic that is happening right in our back, right behind us, right next to us. And I know globally in this last year, there was 243 million reports of abuse of young women and girls and women, just women. And that is just kind of like what was reported. So this is a very big reality for us. And I know that many people, from my own experiences of this topic, is that financial stability, financial instability is one of the key reasons why people do not get out of situations that they know they need to get out of. I want to encourage you to find ways to become financially stable. My mom always said to us when we were kids, don't let people control how you eat, because once they do, they'll always feel like they have power over you. And I don't know who that is for, but there's easy, not easy, nothing is easy. Let me not lie to you and say this is easy. There is ways, there's always a way. There is talents and gifts that we've got that we can use to find ways to become financially stable. Not anything illegal, nothing that you shouldn't be doing. But there is services that you can look up. I mean, last week I shared with you guys a little business where I shared a resource, for example, where people can go, and if you're good at captioning, you can use that site, for example. There's other places like this. Just be smart. Look out and see what would be a good way for you to start to be financially stable, because that is generally and mostly where that kind of purse string is and where we get stuck. So I just want to encourage you to become financially stable. For those who are already in business and you're on your hustle and you're doing that thing and blah, 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 blah. Financial stability for you looks like what you're doing now. So put money away, save for rainy days. Also put money away for your children. And if you've got children like me, teach them your business. I think the legacy that we see, and I heard someone say this the other day, and it's just stuck with me, about when we watch TV, we're watching shows about businesses that have been around for 100 years. You know, I watch CNN, for example, and they have this insert that comes up every few hours about, I think it's 100-year-old businesses. And there are black businesses that can make it to 100 years. Many of them are still run by the same families. I think, I don't know, I don't want to guess, just want to just put out something out of my head, but many of these companies, if you were to go back and look at them, that are 100 years and over and older, that company is still generally held within the family that started it. So teach your family your business. Teach your children your business. Give them something to inherit. That's also how you upskill and teach your children how to grow when it's time for them to grow in the future. This one was a bit different, a bit more emotional for me. Like I said, it was a tough one for me to kind of put out there, because I just realized the importance of using my voice for the right reason, using my voice to encourage you to continue to live up to who you know you are, and to break the barriers and to break away from stereotypes and to continue to pioneer forward. There's people who have gone ahead of us, but there's more people who are needed to continue pushing forward. So don't shrink. This is not the time to shrink. This is the time for those big, giant steps to continue moving forward. This has been Can Women Leaders Show Us the Way into an Amazing Gender Equal Post-COVID Future? And I hope that I've answered the question as yes, they can. We have seen what is happening around the world, around nations that have had women leaders and companies, and there's amazing success stories out there that have come out of just this COVID time. So there is room for you out there, 100% in that. And there is a space for you to go and lead us forward. I am your girl, Chris. It's been a pleasure to be here with you today. Come back again next week for whatever it is that's going to be coming to mind about working smarter and not harder. This is the podcast for your success. Send me a voice note, send me a message. Let me know how you've enjoyed this woman's weekend. If you've had any kind of like bright spark lights like me, which is kind of like, oh my gosh, just kind of, you know, do the thing. But anyway, it's been a pleasure. And until next time, take care. Bye.